Welcome back to Waggling Beards. And if this is your first time here, welcome. We're happy to have you. If you have not yet subscribed, be sure to subscribe. And if you haven't yet as well, go on over to the blog that corresponds with this episode. It's also called Perspectives, and it is available at wagglingbeards.com/blog. Yep. Or you can just get there, just click blog. It's on the website. You guys know how to navigate websites. So this first episode is going to be called Perspective. But before we get to that, what do you want us to call you people? Are you wagglers? Are you beardites? Are you pupils? What do you want to be? That'll be our first question that we ask that you answer in the forum. Or if you don't have access to the forum just yet, go ahead and leave a comment down in the blog. Access to the forum can be done by subscribing to it. You might ask, why does it cost $1 to join our forum? The reason is that we really are trying to make sure that it is a place of discussion and not a place for people to troll or people just to post their feelings about an issue. We're really going for thoughtful discussion. And so that $1 we think is just kind of the small amount to pay for a mild filter on the discussion. Hopefully that's enough to keep out those that wish to disrupt the discussion. If it's not, we might be forced to raise the bar. But don't worry, if you subscribed at a certain price point, we're not going to raise your price. We're just going to raise it for the next people. So, without further ado, perspective. So, at the beginning of each episode, we're going to do our best to define the vocabulary that we're going to be using. So, first, perspective. The lens that everyone sees their life through. Yes, that's generic. That's simple, but that's functionally how we're going to be using that word today. To preface, but at the same time not read off of the blog the entire time, I'm going to go over just a few more of the ways that we're going to dissect this issue. The first one is personal experience. So this is that first stop for everyone's perspective when we're hitting an issue, when we're thinking about something, that very first place that we go to is our personal experience. A simple, easy example of this is a hot stove, right? You know that it's hot. Why? Because either you touched it and burned yourself, or someone told you that it was hot and therefore you don't touch it. So you're 4 at this point, right? But now you're 5, it's been a year, and you're coming back to the issue, and you know not to touch the stove. Why? Because you're educated. That's actually our next point. Education. So if you don't know something about an issue, right, you can educate yourself on that issue. And it can be as simple as just asking if the stove is hot. You just asked for more clarification around the issue. Stove is hot. I learned, you know, last year that stoves hurt me when they're hot, so I'm not going to touch it. Now, we're going to move on to something a little bit bigger. That's something that I think it would be a disservice to use the stove example. And we're going to talk about societal bias. Societal bias is exactly what you think that it is. It is the thoughts and ideas that a group of people that surrounds you put on you. And the largest group of people is the world, and that a majority of the world are not nudists. We all agree that we like to wear clothing, some for comfortability, some for warmth, some just for survival. But we all agree that clothes are a thing that we wear around each other, and even sometimes not even around each other. It's just something that we wear for comfortability. And that would be societal bias. Now, granted, that's not inflammatory. That's not something that's scary, but nonetheless, that's what it is. Now, there are things that have been hot button issues, both in the past and right now, which are racial and ethnic bias, binary gender norms, LGBTQ+ rights, et cetera, et cetera. So those are societal biases. And then the last one that, and sometimes is the root of a lot of our perspective, is religious and community bias. So religious and community bias, and I lump those two together because religions are communities, and some communities can be religious. in that the thoughts and beliefs that you have are shared by those that are immediately surround you. They're the people that that are in your day-to-day life. And so if you've seen a certain movie, you know on Tuesdays, we wear pink. And that leads us to our first, is it Wednesdays?
It's actually Wednesdays.
It's Wednesdays?
Yeah.
Well, if you know the movie that we're talking about, you go ahead and put the minute, second, or roughly it, in some sort of message to us, private message, and you get a $5 gift card to the store. Yeah, so that's an example of a very simple community bias, right? A group of your friends wear a certain thing on certain days, casual Fridays, stuff like that. That is community bias, but then we have like religious bias, right? Where it comes down to, you know, we don't work after the sun goes down. We don't work on certain days of the week. We don't
eat specific things.
You're absolutely, it modifies your diet. We don't wear certain things. We don't do certain things outside of certain agreements. Just all sorts of different things that different religions, different communities can put on to their people. So those are the four different lenses that we're going to look through when we're defining and kind of dissecting perspective. So just to review real quick, that is personal experience, education, societal bias, and religious / community bias. And so before we jump in really further on this, I think it's important to talk about why we think it's important to even talk about perspective. And the reason is that this podcast, this community that we're trying to build, we're trying to make sure that we all start off on the same page. And which is why the first mini-sode trailer thing, the 3-minute long thing, and the blog that went along with it are meant to serve as kind of our ground rules. What are the things that we're going to have in each episode? And this big piece, this perspective, is, I would say, the largest slice of what we're doing. We are taking our perspective on a certain issue, and we are showing you a glimpse through our lens and trying to help you possibly see through other people's lenses as well, so that you might see eye to eye, or at least understand why you aren't seeing eye to eye on a specific issue. And then later on, we'll incorporate thoughts from others, those that we've researched, and later on even include some of your thoughts that we've read in the forum. So in the blog, we pose a case study. And one of the big takeaways that I want to talk about right now is extremism. Extremism is extremely hard to talk to, especially when you disagree with that extreme disbelief, right? I think that everybody that wears orange is bad, right? Well, if I'm wearing orange and I'm talking to that person is naturally going to dismiss me because they think people that wear orange is bad, right? So it might behoove me to wear a different color to try to explain or maybe give my opinion to them and say, hey, you know, I think that it's odd that you have that opinion, and at least you're starting from a point of a presentation of a middle ground. You're not coming out directly against them. You're just going to come out and say, why do you have that belief? And I think that that's if you disagree with someone so greatly that you want to have a conversation about it, then I think that's the first thing that you should ask is, why do you think the way that you're thinking? Because then there's so much that can be learned from just that small question. Why do you think the way that you think? That person might not have ever thought of why they think what they think, especially when it comes down to those religious and societal biases. I wear clothes because I wear clothes. What do you mean? Why? Of course I'm wearing socks with my shoes. Why wouldn't I do that? But when it comes down to it, do you know the type of socks that you should wear when you go hiking? Well, some people say that you should wear wool socks with liners on the inside to keep your feet warm. But it also helps to reduce the amount of blisters that you get as well, because you have that padding there. But if you don't know that, if the only time that you ever wore boots was for fashion, right, and you just wear regular shoes and you go for a hike, yeah, I've worn boots before, you might just use your own personal experience in this example and say, oh, I didn't realize this. And then honestly, the time that you'll realize it is when you're halfway up the hill with some major, major blisters and realize that, oh my gosh, that I didn't realize that there was thought behind what sort of socks to wear. Now, granted, this sort of philosophy can be applied to every single issue. And we're going to try to take that philosophy and attack different issues. And I don't mean to say attack. I mean more of approach different issues, because that's attacking is not what we're trying to do. We're really trying to take in different issues, talk about them, and wherever we land is where we land from the end of the discussion. And I think that having had the discussion, if there was something that needed to change about our opinion, if we were in a place that maybe was misguided, at least having that conversation lets us know that we're misguided. And maybe we're comfortable with that misdirection. Maybe there is bliss in that ignorance. And that is true for many things, right? I mean, a lot of people don't really like to know all the germs that live on their food. It's a symbiotic relationship. They're not going to make you sick, but a lot of people don't like to know their names, what they look like. And that's fine. That's blissful ignorance. You don't need to know it. As long as you're cooking your chicken to 165, you're fine, right? Like, whatever. But that's, to loop this back into perspective, that's why we're talking about this, is because this is a fundamental piece of every single discussion that we will have, is we have to understand the other person's a different perspective. So to jump in to our case study, we chose a very simple, approachable, no one's going to argue with on this, climate change. Now, we know that's silly, right? People have strong opinions on both sides of it, but we don't think that it's productive to be extremist about an idea if you want to talk about it. So if you think that climate change is the bestest thing in the world and all for it, let's go with the cycles of the earth. Okay, I hear what you're saying. I don't agree with what you're saying, but I hear what you're saying, and I understand now that my next question to you is saying, that's fine. Do you know what this cycle, right, if it's been impacted by humans? Because it does cycle. I'll agree that it cycles, but has it been impacted by humans? And is that impact making it worse, right? Because if I study back history far enough, I remember that one of those cycles ended an era of an entire living species on the earth. And personally, I would like to remain a species on this earth, but you might not share that same opinion. But as long as we're on the same page, as long as we understand the pages that we're each on, I think we can maintain a civil discussion and maintain that, you know, I don't think that climate change is a big deal, or maybe I do think that climate change is a big deal, but at least you understand my motivations. It's not that I'm being blissfully ignorant. I just fundamentally disagree with this thing or that thing. And so I invite you to really, really dive into the case study that we've put in. I'm interested. And if you have access to the forum, jump on in and tell me who you identify with. If you're a Jeff, Anton, or you're a Jane. And if you're not any of those, that's fine. Go ahead and post your name and tell me your opinion. I'm interested in who you are and members of our community and why you think the way that you think, because in the same way that I want to have this discussion with, you know, anybody that I want to have the discussion with, if I know your perspective and you're a listener, I will be able to better speak to your perspective. I could do research ahead of the time. I can look at it. And it's not necessarily to disagree with you. I might end up changing my perspective to agree with you. And I should say changing my opinion, because it's really difficult to change one's perspective, but it isn't hard to change one's opinion. But I think it's easier to change one's opinion when you widen your perspective. In the same way with like a camera lens, if you're super zoomed in on an issue and you have a hard time seeing the forest for the trees, that's just a perfect example of you just not being able to, you know, zoom out and see the bigger picture. And that leads to another simple example of climate change that I think we wanted to talk about, that we thought about actually just before recording this, was let's think of climate change in the same way that we watch trees grow. If I stare at a tree, I don't see it grow. I'm staring at it, and it's not growing. I'm looking at it. It's great. It's a tree, whatever, right? But I come back in a year, and that tree is taller. Maybe it's bushier. Maybe it's not, whatever. And the leaves fall off every year. Maybe they don't, but I should say for this example, the trees fall off every year. And that's interesting. So that's interesting, right? Because it's cyclical. This tree is going through a cyclical thing. The trees fall off every year. But this year, it's different. The tree isn't growing as much, right? And now you can say, oh, Josh, the tree never grows. I go outside and I look at it. It's not growing. But I've measured it. I went outside and I measured it, and it grows every year. We get more branches and more trees every year. It grows every year. Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? I measured it. Well, if you disagree with my measurement system, if you don't think that I'm holding the measuring tape at the same distance, if you don't think my test is sensitive enough to even detect that growth, well, then that's very important. Maybe in order to talk with you about this tree's changing anatomy, maybe you need me to explain the sensitivity of my tool. Or maybe we both need to define a tool that we'll both agree on that we could use that it's extremely hard to mess up, like, you know, taking a picture or something like that, where we could both very easily see with a little reference point, say, oh yeah, absolutely, this branch has more leaves on it, or it doesn't have more leaves on it. Mm-hmm. This is just a perfect example of how you can just approach just an issue of anything. And so naturally this is obviously allegorical of climate change, but I think that the same argument could be used for many other things, and it indefinitely will be. We're creative, but we're not super creative in the ways. So this tree discussion might come back around again later on.
So I can put another little bit of anecdote into the tree thing.
Example.
That's a great word. Tree example.
It's more of it's an example. I wouldn't call it a case.
So my mom, years back, planted a tree in our backyard that sits right in the middle of the kitchen window, where you can look out if you're doing dishes at the sink. You see this tree right there in the yard. It's really pleasant to look at, but it's been there for years, and I've been looking at it for years, and it never really seemed to change ever. It made the landscape look really nice, but every time I looked out the window, it was always the same landscape. Never really saw it change much. Of course, the leaves changed at the seasons and all of that, but I never really saw it become a bigger tree, a more full-grown tree. Then I grew up and moved out, and I went back a few weeks ago, I think it was, and I just so happened to stand at the sink and look out in the backyard, and I realized how tall the tree had actually gotten. And it wasn't like I hadn't seen the tree in 10 years. It's probably been a few months that I haven't actually looked at the tree, but I was able to just stand there and look at it from a bigger point of view, and I'd had to look up and kind of crouch down to be able to see the top of the tree out of the window.
You know, I like this. I don't know if you meant to do this, but it triggered something in me to talk about, is that you reapproached the issue after some time. And just to keep harping on climate change, because that's what we're talking about, is if you were skeptical of climate change 10 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever, reapproach the issue. The scientists that genuinely think that it's real, and I'm included in that, that genuinely think that it's real, haven't stopped looking at it. So if you would like to look at more trends, if you'd like to look at more things, we will be posting some of the links of where that information is available. And then we're also, in our next episode, we're going to be talking about what is a trustable source, because we think that that's important. I think that that is difficult. In the most recent election, I was having a really hard time trying to find legitimate sources of things because I wasn't sure. Biden made a claim, Trump made a claim. Well, how do I go look and see if that, what they're saying is even real or legitimate? Is their opinion or you know, what are just the motivations of them saying it? What are all of those sorts of things? Where do I go? So that's definitely going to be our next episode, and something that if you're interested in, if you're having a hard time, or if you're just trying to find better sources to firm up your arguments, that will be our next episode, because it just has to be, is finding good sources. And so on that note, there'll be sources. If you're interested in sources or citations for anything that we talk about in our podcast, we will do our best to time tag it if possible. But if not, because it's like climate change, I'm not going to time tag climate change. I've talked about it like 30 times, but it'll be at the bottom of all of our blogs, with links in, I don't know what format yet. I might do MLA to be nostalgic, probably end up doing nature or AMA or something, just because it's more pleasant and it has unobstructive numbers. It just has little numbers like Wikipedia. You just have little numbers, little footnote numbers. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy that because it doesn't interrupt my my reading. So one of the things that we want to talk about in a podcast is opposing ideas, right? We want to talk about the people that we know disagree with us, the people that for whatever reason don't agree with us, right? And that's fine. Like that's just life, right? You're not going to meet everybody. Not everybody's going to agree with you, but we want to try to speak the best that we can to people that disagree with us. So if you are in the comments and you disagree, please state that you disagree. Please tell me why. Tell me where you're coming from. We can make mini-sodes. We can make mini-podcasts. I am interested in the discussion because I want to learn as well. That's fundamentally what this is about, is about learning. It's about understanding where we are, why we think, who we are. So yeah, tell us your thoughts, even if you disagree with us. Actually, especially if you disagree with us. Because if you agree with us, like, that's great. Like, give us a like, love it. Maybe throw in a buck, you know, appreciate it. Another segment that I think we wanted to talk about is ethics and morals. So it's ethical that we should talk about morals, and I think we're morally bound to talk about ethics, right? and not to dance around with those words. I think that it would undersell any discussion that we have if we didn't even mention some of the ethics and the morals that come into it. So there is nothing, at least in my opinion and from my perspective, immoral about having a discussion about your perspective, even if that means talking about your religion. Because if it's your religion, and I'm not asking you to defend it by any means, but you should be comfortable talking about it. And I'm not saying that you need to talk about it to someone who is attacking you. I'm not saying that you need to go out and someone that is yelling that, you know, God is dead, I hate everyone that believes in God, whatever. Don't try to talk to those people. The extremist people, it's not worth it, it's whatever. But I would invite you to talk with people that are interested in your religion, other people of faith as well. Talk to, you know, Christians talk to Muslims, Muslims talk to Jewish people. Just talk amongst yourselves, and then also maybe talk to some that are atheists or agnostic, because I think that it will both expand your faith, and also it'll expand your perspective on that. But I don't think, I think any religion, if any religion doesn't want you to have those discussions, I think that that's not ethical. If we're going to try to use both of these words functionally, I don't think that's ethical. If you have a religion that's telling you that you can't think about, or if they're encouraging you not to think about the teachings of that religion, then I don't think you're in a religion anymore. I think you're in a closed community. And sometimes those are called cults, but sometimes they aren't. Sometimes closed communities are just groups of people that aren't open to expanding their beliefs. And it becomes really difficult to speak to those people because they're within that group, and anything outside of that group is different. And different has been taught as bad. And I think that's fundamentally, actually, different is bad. That phrase is been taught to everyone, even in larger societies, that just different is bad. You can think of it in the frame of like Apple people versus Samsung people. I should say Android people. We don't like the other. Just the other. The even if they are like functionally the same technology, the difference might be price point, but even more recently it hasn't been. Mm-hmm. It's literally just a fear of the other and not wanting to participate with this other because it's just different. And I think that's unethical. But I don't think that is immoral. So just so everybody, that's my slight little functional explanation of ethics and morals and how we'll be using both of those words throughout our podcast as well. So perspective, funny enough, is literally philosophy. If we look back through history and through time, you can read Aristotle, you can read Kant, you can read anyone, any philosopher ever. And I'm going to list off a few because I think that is, I'm going to list off a few because I think that it's extremely important that we include in their names. So for example, we've got Angela Davis, Anita Allen, Anton Amo, Aristotle, Bell Hooks, Confucius, Cornel West, David Hume, Francis Fanon, Frederick Douglass, Nietzsche, Kant, Rousseau, Locke, Mill, all of these are the different perspectives that we're, and so if you're familiar with some of those, great. If you're not, that's okay too. But that is men, women, black, white, Asian, both 1,000 years ago, and some of those I think were 10 years ago, of them giving their perspective. And if we can invite their thoughts in and see how their perspectives still hold true after thousands of years or hundreds of years, not thousands, I'm sorry, maybe Aristotle's 1,000 or so years old, but he is thousands. Is it thousands?
Thousands.
It's yeah, thousands. That is just crazy to think about, isn't it? It is thousands. It's like 3,000, 3, 4, 4,000. Is he pre?
Probably, yeah, he's.
He's very pre. He's pre. BCE.
BCE.
Before Common Era, just for those that aren't familiar, before Common Era and then Common Era, BCE and CE. So philosophy, right? And so we're going to try to bring those thoughts and ideas and those perspectives into this podcast the best that we can. And so that transitions to this little segment, which is our philosopher of the day or of the topic. So cue music. So the philosopher that we chose for this is John Locke. If you're not familiar with John Locke, he wrote a few essays. The one that we're going to be looking at is an essay concerning human understanding, and this was written in the 1600s. So bear with the verbiage. So I'm going to just read a little bit from that, which is what perception is. Everyone will know better by reflecting on what he does himself when he sees, hears, feels, etc., or thinks, than by any discourse of mine. Whoever reflects on what passes in his own mind cannot miss it, and if he does not reflect, all the words in the world cannot make him have any notion of it. So that was super dense, but that's what you get when you read the 1600s. So what is he saying? So let's break it down. If you are not willing to be introspective at all about a topic, no one can change your mind. And I'm not saying that you have to change your mind, but no one can change your mind. If you're not willing to even think about it, there's no point. And you might say that that's a pretty obvious and basic thought. And it is. It's the 1600s. But, and I'm not to say that they didn't really, hadn't come very far since the 1600s, but it's the 1600s. I mean, like, it's the 1600s. But it's so basic that I think that it's something that we forget in the heat of an argument, right? Where we're hot, we're angry, but we're not, but we don't even realize that this person isn't even open to the discussion. They are defending not having the discussion at all.
Right.
And that I think that that's the biggest part of what he is saying. And it sounds like he's speaking about a person in this. And if you're interested in reading it, the link is also at the end of the blog. It's not the best format. It's like scanned images, and some of them have been typed up. But anyway, nonetheless, you're welcome to read it. It's rather long, but you know, if you like philosophy, jump on in there. So when you're in the heat of the moment, you might forget that the person is not even trying to have the conversation. And I think that's all he's really trying to say is he's definitely talking about, if you're not interested in even listening to the counterpoint, then there's no point of even having the discussion. And I think that that is something that we can work on, is that creating a space that if you want to have a discussion with someone, if you want to have a discussion with someone else, it is your responsibility to create a space where they can have that discussion, because you want to have the discussion, and then vice versa, right? If someone wants to have a conversation with you, but are putting you in a place that is making you defensive and is making you feel like you're not going to be able to express your thoughts, beliefs, concerns, whatever, then inform them of that and say, whoa, I'm not arguing about God in a church, or at least in a place that is your place of worship, or a place of my place of worship, or I'm not having this conversation in a loud bar. I'm not having this conversation in a mob. Mm-hmm. This is not the venue that I want to have this conversation. And for some people, that is the exact venue that they want to have the conversation is, and that's fine. But if it's not, express that to the person before you even start trying to have the discussion, because understanding that I'm already on the defensive or not on the defensive before we even start the discussion, I think is crucial to the discussion even happening. Otherwise, it's just a fight.
Right. And that's what we're trying to avoid, is fights, because fights are not productive. That's why we're trying to
prevent that de-evolution. I think that's something that we liked, is that discussions devolve into fights, that discussions are above fights, that once you're at the point of fighting, you're no longer discussing. You're just,
right.
You're letting emotions lead the way. Now, granted, sometimes there are things worth fighting for. Easy one, Nazis, you know, get out there and kick a Nazi's ass. I don't think anybody's going to be mad. So we ask the hard questions. That's what we're about here. And we'll probably end just about every podcast trying to come back to this point, which is we ask the hard questions to promote critical thinking. Because if you're not thinking, you're probably drinking. Get the fuck out.
So speaking of community, we talked about the forum at the beginning of the episode because we're trying to build a community where we are discussing these harder topics. There's a few ways to get to the forum.
Absolutely. So there, if you go to waglandbeards.com and you click up there at the top, there is a tab called subscriptions and plans and pricing. I'm sorry. It's called plans and pricing. You can also go to waglandbeards.com/plans-pricing and you can see our two pricing plans that we have right now. So we've got two plans, the community member, which just means that you have access to the forum. I think I already talked about why that is, since that's great. And then there's the $5 thing. And honestly, this is paying to keep the lights on. So naturally we're a blog, we're a digital product. And the only way that we can make money is if you buy our merch or you click on the ads, right? And if you're not interested in clicking on the ads, or you already bought one of our t-shirts, and we appreciate that, we do have an ads-free version. And even if this episode doesn't have an ad in it, future episodes may have several, as well as the blog will have ads as well. And we will remove so if you click on the ads-free one, it will naturally be ads-free, and you'll have access to that at the ads-free tier. And then also you get a $5 coupon to the merch store when you join the ads-free member area. So basically the first month is
offset.
It's not exactly free, but it can be applied to one of those t-shirts that we just talked about. In regards to our merch, so we are more about comfortability than we are about design. And so sometimes that comes with paying for it. So we, will almost always try to get the tri-blend. I don't know if you've never bought a tri-blend t-shirt, just buy the white one. It's like $20. It'll change your life. It has a little beard on it. If there are designs, if there are things that you want our merch to say, if you're interested in, you're like, yeah, I'd buy that shirt, I'd buy that mug, I'd buy that hat, let us know. We'll absolutely throw a design up there and we'll sell you a hat. Like, we're happy to do it.
Absolutely.
And if you have any topics that you'd like us to discuss, throw a comment at the down below as well. Make sure that whatever you're listening on, whether this is Spotify, Apple Music, or any of the other other podcast platforms, make sure that you subscribe to us. When you go to our website, make sure that you
give it a like.
Give it a like. Absolutely. Give us a like. Come on now. And subscribe to our blog. And as well as if you do sign up for the forum, sign up for individual topics if you're interested in getting email notifications about those things. If you do not want email notifications, do not subscribe. It will do that. And for some of these, we hope that the topics get well discussed. And that might mean lots of notifications. So if you're not interested in that, I don't subscribe to the forum. Definitely subscribe to the blog, though, because that will not bombard you. So if you liked this first episode, yes, absolutely give us a like. If you didn't like the episode, please give us a like anyway. and we hope that you enjoyed this first episode of Waggling Beards. Hopefully next time Drew will talk more.
I'll try.
Love you. Yes, leaving you with the question of what do you want to be called?
Oh, yeah. What do you guys want to be called?
Yeah. What do you want to be called? We asked it in the beginning and we'll leave you with it in the end. What would you like to be called? Besides your names, I'm not going to do a list of names, you know, it'd be ridiculous. Unless there's only like five of you, in which case, if you say that you want us to, I'm not going to dox people. So like if a guy named Jim listens to this, I'm not going to say, and Jim, right? And Jim's like, oh shit, I didn't want people knowing I listened to this incredibly controversial podcast. All right. So thank you so much. I think we're just going to end it there.
See you next time.
See you next time. Goodbye. Okay, Waggling Beards is a Bearded Audio production.